Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it's Anna Marie here from Pursuing Compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason. Hope you're doing well. So what are we talking about today, guys? We are talking about taking responsibility of our emotions and feelings and life, and this can relate to like dating and relationships, and it can relate to career, it could relate to just life struggles in general, right? I mean, everyone has their issues, right? What one person could be good at one thing could be struggling in another thing, you know? So it depends so many things case by case. So let's reflect, everybody, on what makes relationships so dang difficult and exhausting. And let's reflect, everybody, on what makes relationships harder than necessary. Are we choosing to make things harder than necessary? And why do relationships fail in the first place? In general, and this relates to work, it relates to relationships and dating, just in general, and so many variables, it's quite broad. I think it's so important to take responsibility, and the question we have to ask ourselves also is, why do we avoid taking responsibility? And a lot of this is learned behaviors, but it's also innate based on our personality and brain chemistry. So this could be your personality. You know, you could come from a family with really great parents that taught you good relationship skills, but you yourself struggle with taking responsibility of your emotions and your issues. That clearly demonstrates that you have issues with your personality and brain chemistry. There's something innately in you that is not allowing you to take responsibility. So there's that case where those things do happen, right? And then, and with regards to the question of why do we avoid taking responsibility, is that people just, I don't know why and exactly how we've gotten so far in our society, like globally, but it's like people want to seem perfect. And it's so unrealistic and it's so unhealthy. It's ridiculous. And we're really hurting ourselves. We're psychologically damaging ourselves to put this illusion in our brain that we have to be perfect at everything. I mean, I think we have to like ask ourselves this question, where did we learn these behaviors? Where did we invent this idea? And I think so many things in my perspective, I think a lot of this has to do with our education systems. I hate to say it, but I think a lot of this is true. It's our education systems. It's the fact that we have to always, you know, growing up when you're in school, you have to be perfect and have good grades in every single subject. And, you know, certain subjects more than others. But, you know, there could be a lack there of nurturing. It could be too much nurturing where you're over-nurturing and then there's a lack of responsibility, you know, there. An article a couple of weeks ago about how this child was misbehaving in class, or he was not listening to the teacher because he was doodling. And then instead of giving him consequences, they let him doodle on the wall to nurture him. Which I found to be a weird paradox, because if we think about relating to the real world, when you're in a meeting with your boss, because I'm a new boss now, so if my young designer is doodling while I'm talking to her and trying to coach her about something, I would perceive that as incredibly disrespectful and I would want to fire her. So that's not really fully realistic in that situation. I'm fully supportive of nurturing kids, but when we go so far where we're dismissing consequences when it's not appropriate to behave a certain way, that seems so bizarre to me, and that shows that we have a flaw in our education system where we're over-nurturing some things. So there's just so many variables. We're over-nurturing on some levels. It could be from parenting, could be from schools. There's so many variables. And then there's also the under-nurturing, where we have not nurtured enough. I worry about our guys a lot these days because there's so many female support groups. There's so many girl empowerment groups. But we have a lack of proper men's support groups and teaching men how to manage their emotions and how to fully express themselves. And this worries me sometimes. I do think we're getting better, but this concerns me a lot because I think that is a contributing factor. It's not the only factor. I'm not gender blaming, but it's a contributing factor of why relationships are so dang difficult. Remember, it takes two to tango. But then there's also women. So we have a lot of women, female empowerment groups. But then we also have the other spectrum where women can't manage their emotions because of their female hormones, right? So then there's a lack of responsibility in that aspect, right? I mean, again, it takes two to tango. I'm not blaming one gender. But we have to think about what is mentally healthy and what is not. And the whole image of being perfect at everything is just ridiculous. And I don't want people to misunderstand me when I say, I just want to make things very clear. I encourage people to get better. I'm not saying to be perfect at everything. I'm encouraging people to be self-aware in their behaviors and in their emotions, because that can improve dating and relationships so much. I firmly believe that one of the causes of Americans' high divorce rate and why Americans are unhappy in the first place is due to that lack of self-awareness. And this a lot has to do with behavior. I'm not suggesting people should be perfect at everything. That's not what I'm saying. But just like everything, people have to learn. People have to learn to manage their emotions. This is, you know, the reality if we want to have a better life and a better future. Avoiding responsibility, hiding behind video games, and hiding behind TV all the time, isn't solving anything. It's just making us continuously unhappy. I've had issues myself. I always tell people I'm a 40% introvert. Like, I'm very extrovert, but I'm also an introvert. So I get it why introverts, it worries me about introverts sometimes, because if you Google this, you can Google this yourself. Based on my research, I read that introverts are higher risk for anxiety and depression and suicide because they can bottle up their emotions and not express themselves. That's an introvert because of the brain chemistry. And it worries me because that can lead to explosions. I've definitely experienced this myself in past relationships where I dated a few introverts where they don't express themselves. So then because they don't express themselves, they explode, which would explain why some people have short tempers because of that lack of self-regulation. So I'm not saying extroverts are perfect for sure. I've met extroverts that can't manage their emotions at all either. But again, it just, because extroverts are sometimes we are, I read some articles about this, and based on my life experience, I just noticed that extroverts are, we are better at expressing ourselves because we need to be around people more, whereas introverts don't need to be around people as much as extroverts. Like, I'm much more of like a middle person, like ambivert. So it's important, it's so important to have that of self-awareness so we help ourselves, because a couple examples of taking responsibility, and a lot of this can do with expressing ourselves, how we express ourselves verbally and our feelings and things like that. And it's funny because I can express myself relatively decently well, but then I've had moments where I've had a hard time expressing myself. Like, I'm trying to think of a thought, like I'm trying to express myself, but then it just can't come out. And it's so dang frustrating when you're like in the middle of a thought. Partially because my brain works 90 miles an hour sometimes, it's hard for me to like slow it down because I have so many thoughts going on in my brain sometimes. So that's where it comes down to, like, it's funny, but yeah, we were hanging out and I was like, you know, that thing where, you know, like the thing. And then I'm like, what? Yeah, you know, and I just couldn't express myself. And then my friends were like, kind of like teasing me in a funny way. But that's where we need to, like, just relax, you know what I mean? I think we really just need to relax and say to ourselves, it's okay to admit I struggle with this. Like, I struggle with expressing myself sometimes. Heck, I make a lot of videos of this, but guys, I plan things a lot, so I'm not a perfect expressing. And a lot of this is a skill. I've built up this skill over time, and I will say that teaching ESL has helped me a lot in expressing, a lot. I was not as good as I am now, but in South Korea, I used to teach teenagers, and I used to teach, and when I taught them, you're really, with ESL, you really have to focus on slowing down and forcing yourself to be making sure that you're very clear. I take healthy pride in doing a good job at my job. Like, that's something I want to feel proud about. Not that I have like a high ego or think I'm perfect. I just take healthy pride in doing so. I want to be good at my job. So when I was teaching my students, Korean students do the lie smile where they're kind of faking it because they want to be polite. And I saw right through that. So I used to say to them, do you understand what I'm saying? You know, and they'd be like, giving the fake, fake smile. And I'm just like, you don't understand what I'm saying, do you? And they're like, I'm like, okay, let's try this again. So I became very persistent and better at expressing myself because, if I wasn't good at expressing myself, making sure I was clear in the classroom, I would fix it and be persistent and try to fix it so then my students would understand what I was saying. So then I became better at expressing myself. You see what I'm saying? There's some things that we can build skills on and improve. So if it's hard for you to express yourself, there is room for improvement. Because if I can get better, you can get better. If you're really comfortable with close friends or a girlfriend or boyfriend, you should feel comfortable to tell them, you know what? I really struggle at expressing myself. And I'm sorry, and then they'll be like, okay. And then and if you see it like that, then people will actually respect you more, because then they have more empathy, then they can understand, if you take responsibility of your weakness, then I can meet you halfway. It's not that big of a deal. People make things that bigger of a deal than necessary. You see what I'm saying? See, I believe that I've got such loyal close friends because they respect the fact that I'll admit it, that I made a mistake, or I'll admit to them, I have this issue, FYI, you gotta work with me halfway. And then they're like, oh, okay, that's fine. And then we have like the best friendship because I'm like, I tell them that, and then they're open with me. They feel comfortable to tell me too, because I'm open, and then they're open, and then we just all feel comfortable, right? And then we can meet each other halfway. You see what I'm saying? I think we make things a lot bigger deal than necessary, and by admitting it, you just feel better. You feel that release of like not needing to be perfect. And then when you're around people that are better at things than you are, they can meet you halfway and make you a better person. You see what I'm saying? So that's an important thing to take into consideration, okay? Hopefully that's helpful to you. But frankly, I think a lot of this has to do with our education system and role models. What bothers me about adults, even though I'm an adult, but I used to tell this to my teenagers all the time, and not every student likes me, but I gained a lot of respect from students, the good students, because I told them, what bothers me about adults is that they always teach the kids, you have to take responsibility of your emotions. You have to take responsibility of your stuff. But then do adults do it themselves? Do adults take their own advice? That's what drives me absolutely bonkers. It's like, okay, if you work in the mental health industry and you don't even take your own advice, then you're not a good role model. I'm sorry. If you're telling kids to exercise and then you're not doing it yourself, you're not a good role model. If you are telling kids to take responsibility of their emotions and their mistakes, and then you're not doing it yourself, you are not a good role model. you're just not. You're completely contradicting that message, and that's why we have so many kids that are depressed and things like that. And I was very open about this with my teenagers, how that kind of thing is so incredibly important because nobody's perfect, and it's ridiculous to deny that. And I used to tell it to my students, I used to make fun of myself, and my teenagers would laugh at me in the classroom because I'd say to them, I make mistakes just like everyone else, and if I make a mistake in the classroom, stuff happens. Teachers make mistakes. Nobody is 100% perfect all the time. And to expect your teacher to be perfect 100% all the time is an unrealistic expectation. And it's an unrealistic expectation also for teachers to expect their students to be perfect at everything all the time. That's why teachers are teachers, is to help students get better, right? So I always said that to my students, and I felt that the students respected me more because I would take responsibility of that. Because I would say to them, am I not clear to you? Because you got to tell me, because, you know, and so I would get a, you know, Kriya is a kind of a passive sighty, so it's a little bit tricky to read their body language sometimes. So I kind of got, I met them halfway where I started reading their body language, could tell, where I could tell that they didn't understand me. But then there's also where they learned that they had to tell me also, like, you know, if you're not clear about something specific, I want you to tell me so I can help you understand it. And then my students, you know, I was very gentle with them too, because I was like, you know, no one's perfect. It happens, you know, and by giving them that reassurance, it made them feel more comfortable to come and talk to me. And I also, we gained mutual respect, you see what I'm saying? So a lot of this has to do with taking responsibility.
Hey guys, sorry about that. I moved the camera inside my car because the wind was getting really bad. I just ordered a new mic to handle the wind better. Sorry about that. Anyways, but I wanted to extend about that, a perfect example you know, why it's important to take responsibility is, like, so I had a couple coworkers in my past work history where one example was I totally believe that she's a good person, but she would have a terrible time managing her emotions, and where, like, she would emotionally explode, and then people would think that she's a crazy person. People would think that she's a very mentally unstable person because she could not manage her emotions. Which it does make you look like a crazy person. So that's why it's so important to take responsibility. And she had a hard time taking responsibility of her emotions, which makes her look even worse. And so I encourage people that's why it's so important to take responsibility of your emotions, because, you know, it makes you look like a better human. People can respect you better by admitting that you have a fault and that you're working on it, or, you know, you're trying to get better and things like that, right? I'll give you another example. It'll be like me and my young designer, you know, I'm a new boss now, and me and my young designer had a miscommunication. And I, you know, we had a conversation over Messenger, and I was like, you know what, maybe it's my fault I didn't do this. And she's like, no, it's me, I didn't do this. And then it was funny, and then we ended up laughing about it because we're both like, no, it's my fault, you know. and then after we had that conversation of, like, both of us taking responsibility of what went wrong, then I'm able to better accommodate her, and then she can accommodate me, and then we haven't really had an issue since because we both took responsibility of what went wrong, and then we found a way to compromise and meet each other halfway. You see what I'm saying? We make things a lot bigger deal than necessary, and I think that we just need to get better about this, because it's just, there's just going to be complete and total chaos if we don't start taking responsibility of our issues, right? Alrighty, so that's all I got for you for right now. Please do like, subscribe, and comment below when you have a chance. Sorry about the little bit of wind, guys. I bought a new mic that's hopefully going to help with my wind issues. and hopefully this video has been helpful to you. There'll be lots more videos to come because I'm your GNM here to help. Okie dokie. Remember, why stay stuck when we can get better? We can always get better. There's always a continuous work in progress. Nothing's permanent. Okie dokie. I'm going to go meditate and talk to the ducks now. okay, it's your genie signing out. Ciao, ciao. Bye.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.